This is the Emotional Baggage Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to session 2 of 5. What's the baggage behind it? Imagine that your boss or coworker gives you feedback on something. And then over the next several hours and the following days, you rage and fume about it, even though nothing terrible happened. Or imagine that your partner upsets you with a throwaway comment. You tell yourself that it's not that big a deal and to get over it, but then you're snippy and distant. Or imagine that someone asks you to do something and you know that you don't have the bandwidth for it and that you don't want or need to do it, but you say yes anyway. Afterwards, you feel angry with yourself and overwhelmed, possibly resenting the other person. In each of these situations, how you've responded in terms of thoughts, feelings, and actions is because of emotional baggage. It's habits. It's not that the present-day situation isn't upsetting or frustrating. It's not, for instance, that the person isn't annoying, or that they didn't hurt your feelings, or that they're not taking liberties by asking or expecting you to do something. You wouldn't, however, respond in the way that you do if it weren't for the fact that the present experience reminds you of something from the past. When, for instance, someone gives you feedback at work and you feel like Kevin the teenager sulking and skulking around the place, it's because of the associations you have with criticism. It's because of who or what the present day experience reminded you of. This is why I get people to check in with themselves and ask, what's the baggage behind it? Who or what does this situation remind me of? Where else have I felt, thought, and acted similarly? Your answers tell you which baggage is coming up for you. And note, not everything that springs to mind will seem logical. Your answers might surprise you. But whatever springs to mind, it is the baggage. It's what you associate with the situation. Your job now is to be more mindful and respond even a little bit differently to how you did in the past. This allows you to grow up. For me, just acknowledging that not everyone is my mother, and so I don't have to act out or fume over criticism, helped me to be more present in feedback situations and not take things so personally. In the situation with the partner, instead of keeping quiet like you normally do, you might express that you were hurt by their comment and ask what they meant by it. Or you might realize that it's not the comment that bothers you. It's recognizing that you are not honest enough with your partner in general, and so you endeavor to change that. With the person who made the ask, you might acknowledge that you say yes automatically to avoid feeling guilty like you did in childhood. Acknowledging that you're not that kid anymore will help you to see how you can finally start honoring your needs by breaking out of the role you learned with your family. Each time a file pops up and you respond even a little bit differently, you are being more conscious, aware, and present about the presence of the past in your life. You update your subconscious and activate healing, growing, and learning. You tidy up. You reclaim you. Ask yourself, what's the baggage behind this when you have a repeat situation, complaint, or frustration? Ask, what is this present-day situation showing me about something or someone else from my past that I've previously misunderstood? Let's say you keep finding yourself around people who take no interest in you. You might realize that you learned to be the listener as a child. Of course, if that's your role, you will play it and gravitate to people who do the talking. You will also feel as if you have to listen or automatically listen even when you could or should be talking. Newsflash, your role isn't you or your job. Acknowledging why and how you learn to play this role will help you to reclaim yourself. You, for example, would notice your listening habits and endeavor to show up more authentically. It might lead to you seeing people from your childhood in a different light. A wonderful side effect of acknowledging that we all have baggage showing up in our day-to-day life is that you stop taking things so personally. You realize that how someone else responded has nothing to do with how pleasing you were or whatever. It's because of their emotional baggage. This allows you to be more boundaried because you know where you end and they begin. You can practice more compassion for you and others without losing yourself. Getting into the habit of asking what's the baggage behind it is life-changing and liberating. You won't see people or life in quite the same way again. Try it out.